This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. State transportation officials say toll lane violations have fallen by 80% since automated enforcement started last year. On average, about 1,000 tickets are being sent a day. Colorado's Department of Transportation is confident
this will almost certainly translate into fewer crashes on our roads and probably lives saved and injuries avoided.
Tickets are issued primarily for weaving in and out of the toll lanes. Colorado Springs will be one of six places in the American Southwest that the U.S. Census Bureau will hold practice runs for the next census. Here's CPR's Stephanie Rivera.
The statistical agency hopes a practice run will help it learn how to better tally populations that were undercounted in the last census. That includes testing messaging and assessing its ability to process data as it's being gathered. The practice runs will be held in the spring of 2026. Other states include Texas, Arizona, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Alabama. The census helps determine political power and the distribution of federal funds. The next official census will be in 2030. Stephanie Rivera, CPR News.
An upcoming event in Denver aims to combat loneliness. CPR's Elaine Tassi explains.
Longer tables is a concept where people get together for a meal and then sit with people they don't know, all to combat isolation. And the goal is to make a new connection with someone you might otherwise never meet. Tables will be set up in Denver's Civic Park. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
You can find more news at cpr.org.